White Change Nation, and welcome back to the Voices of Social Change podcast. I'm your host, Josh Shookman, podcasting proudly from the Kansas City Startup Village. Hey, just chiming in one last time. If you've been listening in, you know that we have been playing some of our best of episodes on Voices of Social Change. Some of the best social entrepreneurs we've ever talked to from around the world. We've been doing this podcast now for about a year. And so this is really our anniversary special, but it's also a lead up to a reformat of the Voices of Social Change podcast. Still going to be dedicated to you, the aspiring social entrepreneur. Still going to be connecting with established social entrepreneurs from around the world, but we're going to be spending more time with them, telling their story in a more in-depth way so that I can really be sure to get you the tools that you need to build a business that makes a dollar and a difference. And we're coming up on that. I'm getting real excited about it. My team and I, we have really been rocking out some great audio content for you, and I'm absolutely stoked for that launch in the fall. So we're coming right up on that, but for now, tune in for another one of Voices of Social Change Best of episodes.
Well, all right, Change Nation, I am absolutely stoked today to have a really special guest with me. I have Jason Green from Edenworks. His organization is trying to redefine food production and help New Yorkers eat fresh and local. As you know, I'll give Jason the chance to really unpack that for you, but he's going to have a lot of really exciting stories and strategies and information for us today. I think they're doing some really, really cool stuff out in New York around reforming how we get our food, and I am really, really excited to talk to Jason, get his insights, hear his stories, and get kind of the background on his organization, Edenworks. So ladies and gents, we'll go ahead and get rolling. Jason, you ready to rock? All right, sounds good. Well, let's do this. So let's go ahead and get the ball rolling by having you just share a little bit about yourself. I just mentioned a real brief sentence, but why don't you tell us a bit about you, Jason, because we want to know who you are as a person, and then break into and talk about Edenworks and what you guys do up there. Just kind of a brief description, and we'll unpack that a little later. Okay, perfect, perfect. And what about you, Jason? What brought you personally to this mission, this cause, and this organization? Mm-hmm. Awesome. No, that's great stuff right there. And we at Change Nation, we're all about social entrepreneurship. And I mentioned that when you're emailing back and forth. That's really what I'm looking at with my research. So we'll definitely unpack that along the way. A lot of great stuff there that we'll tie back into. But I want to just see if we can get the inspirational ball rolling here, Jason. One thing I always have everyone do is just share with us a quick inspirational, motivational quote, mantra that has really driven you in your work along the way. Yeah, a lot of great stuff there. I love that, Jason. And what I really love is, as I'm interviewing folks, seeing themes develop along the way. And you hit on two things that I hear a lot. This, but I think you articulated it really, really well in this idea of everything we know is broken and challenging the status quo. These are things that I hear from basically every social entrepreneur that I talk to. And that's really what I'm digging at too, is just hearing what are kind of the common thoughts. So really, really love the insight there. So I want to just dig into that inspiration just a little bit more. And for you personally, Jason, what would you say is your central inspiration or motivation for your work? What keeps you going against the odds? Perfect. Awesome. Awesome. And it's a really exciting way that you're going about it too. I mean, I was really excited just reading through your website. We'll talk more about the specifics later, but yeah, I love that. I love the idea of getting obsessed with a challenge that's easy to get obsessed with. And to me, that speaks to passion and finding something you're passionate about and that you can really get attached to and really believe in. And that comes through pretty loud and clear here, what you're talking about, Jason. So why you specifically? What makes this your moment? Right. Man, I love that. And that, I mean, to be honest with you, in a way, is kind of a trick question I ask everybody because I love hearing, and what you said is in line with a lot of what comes out. You know, this idea that causing a major disruption, you really need an army to do that. And that the key thing is being able to be that person or that group of people that really inspires larger networks of people to get involved. And that's really the way to spark change. And honestly, you know, I'm drawing inspiration from you here too, because that's what I want to do at Change Nation, is just inspire a lot of people to pay attention to what's going on, because I think there are some amazing things happening in the area of social entrepreneurship, social ventures. And yeah, just love sharing that knowledge and love your insight on that. So appreciate it. So, okay, let's get specific here about EdenWorks now. I promised we'll be doing that for a while, but it's time now to dig into that. So why don't you talk to us about what distinguishes EdenWorks as a social venture, a social entrepreneurship versus traditional entrepreneurship? Love that. That's terrific. People, planet, profit, the triple bottom line, building social value, change nation. Jason's just given us tons of treasures there in terms of what really distinguishes social entrepreneurship from traditional entrepreneurship. Love it. And we're going to be hearing a lot more about this. So great. Thanks for that, Jason. So let's talk even more here about the specific issue you're involved in. And this question I've been excited about the whole time, really excited about, because this is where I want you to tell us about specifically how your design works. And one thing I definitely want to hear about is this whole idea of transporting the food by bike, because I thought that was really cool. So why don't you break this down? Just tell us a little bit more about, you know, this. I think you've talked about why this specific issue pretty clearly, but tell us about how this looks, how you guys are looking to help New Yorkers eat fresh and global, and then again talk specifically about how you get the food to those places, because I think that's really fun. Yep. Yeah, sound like a semi or a truck of some kind. Yeah. Man, I love that. That is amazing. Social disruption at multiple levels, the environmental level, just the way that we get our food, supply chains, the way that we construct our cities. Tons of insight there. I love what you guys are up to. And I think this was in the article I read. It had the phrase, "Man cannot live on greens and herbs alone," which I love that quote and the idea that fish are a part of this too. I think is just really something very unique. I mean, I'd heard of urban agriculture before, but never quite the combination like you guys are doing up there. So really amazing stuff. Love it, Jason. Absolutely love it. Well, great. So that was a great story. Loved hearing more about how this all comes together for you all up there. So again, kind of talking more about the specific structure of the business here. So a lot of the ventures that I chat with, the majority of them actually are for profit. Some are nonprofits. I don't really use the word nonprofit very often. I kind of prefer the word for-purpose organization is just what I use to clarify everyone. But ultimately, you have to have an economic model. And it sounds to me, from what you were saying, you guys have chosen the for-profit model. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you decided on that economic model and how successful you've been so far with it? Nothing more needs to be said there, Change Nation. If you are looking at starting an organization, Jason just threw all kinds of nuggets of truth at you, all kinds of things that you can use, and I think he just hit the nail on the head in terms of exactly why most social entrepreneurs are going in this direction nowadays. So yeah, great stuff there. And so on that note, can you talk to us about the accomplishment, the achievement with your organization that you're most proud of so far? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love the jockey analogy and Change Nation. I want you to hear something else here too. You cannot go wrong building a cause-based crusade around what you're doing. I mean, what Jason's talking about, I've heard time and time again. You know, building and this the passion that Jason has for what he's doing comes through loud and clear, and it comes through on your website, and it comes through in your mission statement and in every bit of your brand. And those kinds of things being built into any organization will naturally, I think, inspire people and lead people to just come out of the woodwork to come be a part of what you're doing. I love that. I love that piece of it. Great. Well, so any entrepreneurial venture, you know, is something of a roller coaster ride, filled with ups and downs, highs and lows. And I think social entrepreneurship, you add in another level of that, but certainly have those same issues. So we talked about a lot of successes you have, Jason, but can you tell us about a time where you just fell flat on your face, a failure, if you will, along the road to building your organization? Okay. Love it. Great. And that's why they made you the chief inspiration officer. No, yeah, love the insight here. Know you'll fall, just make sure you fall on your feet. And Change Nation, Jason and I were talking ahead of the call, and he kind of talked to me about some of these competitions he had been involved in. And, along the way, you'll have lots of things like that, things that don't go the way that you had probably originally planned. But one thing Jason was talking about, and I've heard this with a lot of folks, I know this is true in my own life with some of the things that I've done, is that, along the way, those things that don't work out as you've planned, they do make you kind of do the things to prepare yourself for success. For example, Jason talked about at the competition, it caused them to really frame what they were doing in a way that was going to resonate with people and in a way that they might not have otherwise. So, take the value that you can out of each experience and just have that mindset that you will fall, but fall on your feet and you can take that and run with it. So, love that there. So, last question here in the main section before we get into my favorite part of the interview. In a quick sentence, Jason, one quick sentence, what leads to a successful social venture? Perfect. That's awesome. So Change Nation, a lot of great insight there in that section we just had with Jason, you know, talking about the triple bottom line, your cause-based mission, building a crusade around that, inspiring the people you're working with. Lots of really great nuggets there that I personally am going to spend the next few days definitely chewing on here, just this first section. So really gracious of you, Jason, to share that with us. All right. So we're going to move into the last section of the interview. This is my favorite part. I call it the blitz. This is where I'm going to throw some quick one-off questions at you, Jason, give you the chance to share some good insight, good resources with our audience. I'll end it by letting you just share a little bit more with them about you guys, how to find you, and then we'll close out the interview. So you ready for this? All right, let's do it. So Jason, who's your hero? Elon Musk. Awesome. So Elon Musk, I'm sure most people know that, just in case you don't. Tesla, SpaceX, really incredibly innovative, disruptive individual. So great stuff there. All right. Favorite tool you're currently using to grow your organization? Could be some kind of electronic thing, paper thing, whatever. I love it. I love it. That's the most unique answer I've gotten, definitely. But my favorite, taking just chunks of things that are, you know, just bits and pieces and bringing them all together with 6,000 degree heat. And I love it. So you a qualified blowtorch operator, or you just go out and do it? Oh, okay. I love that. That's great. All right, Jason, best piece of advice you've ever received? Challenge versus opportunity. Awesome stuff. First thing everyone can do to start changing the world. Yeah. Great. Great stuff. Well, Jason, this has been an amazing interview. I've loved the insight here. This will be really, really informative for everyone. Just been great getting to know you here and your passion for this. I want to just let you close out by sharing with everyone the best way to reach you guys and what you all are up to at EdenWorks, and then we'll say goodbye. Great. And Change Nation, you know, I will put everything that Jason's talking about here in the show notes so you can easily click on that as well, but wanted to give him that chance. So, Jason, again, thank you for the generosity with your time, for sharing your insight and your heart for this organization. Change Nation appreciates you and everything you're doing, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Thanks.